First couple days in, take us through it. Is it what you expected with the speed around you?
Definitely. You know, I mean, every time you catch the ball and look around you, the defense is closing in. So, you know, just the main thing is go out there, get adjusted to the speed of the game, you know, and just trying to focus on everything that coach is throwing at us and just trying to get better each and every day.
There's a lot being thrown at you, though, right, from different angles, from Jerry, from Jed Fish, I'm sure, is chiming in. And how do you kind of compartmentalize all that and break it down where it's easier to kind of take it?
You know, I'd say just try to break it down as much as possible and just make it easy on me, you know, as much as possible as far as the learning aspect, you know, and then going out there and doing it, you know, that's the fun of it, you know, just trying to go out there and compete, you know, and get in the flow of things, you know, get used to the speed of the game and things like that, you know, that's the fun part.
Has it been overwhelming at all, or have you been up to it?
Yeah, I don't think it's been too overwhelming. You know, we've been meeting a lot with coach and stuff, so I think that kind of helps us out going out on the field and helping us able to play a little bit faster with us, you know, just going over our scheme and knowing what to do, you know, rather than going out there thinking a lot. So once we get out there, it's just playing ball.
How do you balance, you know, learning it and with being frustrated when it doesn't come as easy as you might think it should? Do you learn how to balance frustration?
It's early, you know, this is our first two practices with the whole team, you know, as far as playing against NFL players and NFL defense, you know, so I'll just say just kind of being patient is the biggest thing, you know, I mean, you want to get better at a fast rate, you know, but sometimes you got to just be patient with things and just kind of learn the process, you know, I mean, I'll say for me, you know, progress has always been a process, you know, so I mean, sometimes it can be fast, sometimes it can be slow, but just, you know, just sticking in there with the process, you know, and I think it'll pay off in the end.
Competition's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, it's the NFL. Everybody wants to get here. So, you know, whether we took receivers or not, we're going to have to compete. You know, receivers come and go, as y'all saw last year. So, I mean, it would have been nothing new.
I just told us, I got here a little late, so just told us on the field, he called you kind of before the draft and said, hey, there's a chance we could take a couple of three receivers here. Did you expect that call, or was that a nice, did you like that he called you?
Yeah, man. I mean, I appreciated it a lot. You know, it was just something I feel like he likes to, you know, kind of put a few on a couple players, you know, just to get them amped up, you know. So that's really how I took it. You know, he just wants us to come and compete. So if that's what he wants, that's what he'll get out of all of us.
About the room so far, has everybody fit in, or it's a pretty good group, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great group. You know, a lot of everybody in the room is down to earth. We all communicate with each other very well. In the locker room, outside the facilities, we all hang out. We all do stuff together. So we just welcome them in like family, man. That's what they are, their family. So we just treat them like that.
Do you feel like a salty veteran?
Nah, I don't feel like a salty veteran. I mean, I haven't been around it, so, you know, it hasn't gotten a chance to even rub off on me, not even in the slightest way. So everybody up in here is positive, so.
Coming off the shoulder cleanup this year, how's it feeling, and what's the latest on your rehab?
You know what, it feels great. We're just kind of taking it easy, trying to, you know, it was different than a muscle in that, you know, muscle when it tears, it heals itself, but the cartilage, you know, it doesn't bleed, and so it takes a little bit longer to repair. And but like I said, I'm feeling good. They're just trying to take everything easy, and it's understandable. And but like I said, it just sucks not being out there with the guys, watching them fight, and not being able to go out there with them. So.
You can do some individual work and some things on the side, but what exactly are your limits on a daily basis?
I can pretty much do everything except for full contact, competitive contact. I go through individual condition, just do different things, just to modify everything we do except for go against another guy. So, like I said, I feel good. I played with it torn last year, so I'm so optimistic about. You know, a couple of days after surgery, I'm like, man, I feel great and all that. But it, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, let this heal and let's go and let's make this thing a thing of the past. And I'm looking forward to that day.
Year one to year two for you here in Jacksonville. I mean, the energy has not really – it actually has ramped up a little bit, right? I mean, just in the whole room and the new faces coming in here. Can you see a difference from year one to year two so far?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it to Shad, man. I mean, you look around, you know, they're doing changes in the building, putting up the biggest jumbotron in the world, and, you know, they're bringing guys like Ziggy and Red and Clem and Bortles. I mean, the excitement is here, you know, and everybody can feel that and sense that, and we're excited to go out there this year. But, you know, we just got to take it slow, realize it's off season, and realize, you know, that we got to get better in these little areas, and it'll all come together, and everybody will be even more excited in the season.
A lot of new faces in this defensive line room, Roy, and obviously it's working out pretty well. We can hear it behind us, but the new faces, have they fit in well so far, and how do you guys help that?
Yeah, I mean, once you play ball, I mean, we're all in the brotherhood, and you know, I played against these guys in college, Ziggy and Big Red, and you know, and we just know each other. Some, you know different people that know them, and so anyway, it's exciting, man, more than anything, because I remember watching these guys play, and I was like, man, that guy's a dog, and then to get to see him go to the NFL and play, and see them all come together, it's just a beautiful thing, and so we're just excited. We got depth, we got, you know, just a consistent attack that we're looking forward to, and just excited.
First off, a couple days in, you're back out, you're getting some time. How's the shoulder? What's the latest?
It's feeling great. It's awesome to be back on the field, running around, and working with the guys.
Take us through the first couple of days, installing scheme, working with a lot of new faces on the offensive line, too. It takes a little time to kind of build a team on the line, right?
Sure, it takes a little time to gel with each other, you know, get used to playing beside each other again. You know, we're working through it and getting better, trying to work to get better every day.
Take us through looking at the other side now. A lot of new faces on the defensive line here. How are they looking so far? You have to face these guys every day.
They're looking good. You know, we made some big pickups there. So, you know, it's a lot of fun getting a chance to work against those guys.
You got Luke Bowenko right next door to you. College teammates, he told us after he was drafted that you were a big mentor for him. Is that true? Take us through your history with Luke.
You know, I try to be a mentor to everybody that came in there. I mean, just like the older guys did for me. And so, you know, that's about it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I helped him out with everything. But you know, I did move to what I could. You know, I was playing guard, and came in and played some guard and center. So, you know, I tried to give him some tips. But that's about it.
Most important thing for you moving forward in this OTA session here in the next few weeks, what do you need to do to get better?
I really want to have a complete mastery understanding of the offense and be able to, you know, make the calls quickly and be able to communicate with my teammates.